This is Don't Go Sharing Your Devotion, written by Cloud Pennies and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan. This is part 4 of the A Fire Within My Soul series. Summary. Obi-Wan promised Cody a fun evening. A senatorial soiree with another senator monopolizing all Obi-Wan's time wasn't exactly what Cody was expecting. Or, Cody's jealous, Obi-Wan's innocently flirting, and all's well that ends well. Or something like that. Cody had no idea just who this Nin Temmels thought he was, but he already knew the most important thing about him. He was a dead man. He might not know it yet, but his rotations were numbered. One night in a darkened alley, tonight by the coat check. Who could say when? But it was going to happen. Cody swore on it. It was going to happen. His word was good. The ambassador from some backwater republic system that even the Seppies didn't care about had been nothing short of boorish all evening. And the worst part, was that Obi-Wan was smiling as if Senator Nincompoop was interesting and actually possessed useful sentient characteristics. Cody begged to Criffing differ. Obi-Wan had dragged him to the senatorial soiree, drinks and dancing and unpronounceable food that tasted worse than ration packs, with the promise that they would have fun. "It'll be a chance for the two of us to spend time together, Cody," he had said. "I've missed you, Cody," he had said. "It'll be fun, Cody," he had said. Cody wasn't entirely sure how former Jedi-turned-Republic senators classified fun these days, but even Cody was sure it wasn't this, because this was interminable and excruciating. He would rather be on the battlefield going off of one of Skywalker's insane plans than endure one more moment of this. But stay he would. Someone had to watch Obi-Wan's Shebs. Only the other day, Fox had confided in him that there was no other Republic senator with such a record of attempted, semi-successful, and successful kidnappings. Cody had suggested a tracking chip and a fully armed guard of elite clones shadowing his every move. Obi-Wan had not taken that suggestion as well as Cody would have thought. Cody was unsympathetic. It was his honor, his duty, and his privilege to protect Obi-Wan, which was precisely why Cody had been allowed admittance to this scintillating soiree. All the senators were so caught up in their little affairs and intrigues that none of them had time to spare for Cody. He just stood near a table, dress uniform stiff and starched, watching Obi-Wan as if he had been created for that very purpose. Obi-Wan would chide him if he could hear his thoughts, not just for daydreaming idle violence on sworn servants of the Republic. Obi-Wan was of the opinion that Cody had been created for no other reason than to be Cody, to which Cody would always reply that if that were so, Cody had truly been created to love Obi-Wan, because that was the most important thing Cody could ever do. Not that Cody was one of those romantics. No, he shuddered at the thought of being anything like General Skywalker. But Obi-Wan deserved to know how precious he was to Cody, that Cody adored him, even when he was necessarily away fighting on the front lines of the war under General Jin. Watching Senator Nincompoop laugh and lay his hand on his senator's, Obi-Wan's, emerald sleeve, Cody longed for the comfortable protection of his bucket. Under there, he could dream about unloading his blaster into the face of Senator What's-His-Name from System Who Gives a Crap, and nobody would ever be any the wiser. Cody would prefer some old-fashioned hand-to-hand combat, but Nincompoop looked as if a strong gust of wind would blow him over, to say nothing about going a few rounds with a trained soldier. Something of the wrath in Cody's mind must have shown, several other unimportant senators scurrying away with looks tossed over their shoulders. Cody frankly had no idea why Obi-Wan was here tonight, putting himself through the attentions of soon-to-be ex-Senator Nincompoop. Obi-Wan was so much better than all this. These senators were nobodies. Obi-Wan was a somebody. One of the 4 or 5 most important senators in the galaxy, if the gossip was to be believed. Cody personally believed Obi-Wan was the most important senator in the galaxy, but that might just be his bias talking. And yet, here they were. Cody was standing uselessly by, watching the man he had pledged to love forever, flashing that smile, using that silken voice, acting as if he and Nincompoop were the only two people in the room. Cody wanted to kill Nincompoop, just a little bit. He didn't have to be all the way dead, just a little bit. Like General Jin's patience whenever Skywalker did something stupid and reckless. Smiling at something Nincompoop must have said, Obi-Wan turned to look at Cody for the first time since dinner. Relief shone in his eyes, Cody watching apologies falling from Obi-Wan's sweetly smiling lips. Without so much as a backwards glance at Senator Nincompoop, Obi-Wan strode to meet Cody, his emerald-clad form drawing many appreciative glances as he walked. Cody leaned against the wall, eyes narrowing as Obi-Wan drew ever closer. "Please tell me we can leave now, Senator Kenobi," Cody said, tone utterly professional. Obi-Wan's steps faltered briefly, blue eyes burning into Cody's with an intensity Cody tried hard not to become affected by. "You're angry with me," he murmured as he reached him, setting his glass of wine down on the table. Force. Cody wished he could be, but he was incapable of it. Right now, anyway. This close, Obi-Wan looked exhausted, drained beyond what senatorial engagements usually took from him. Glancing left and right to make sure there were no untoward eyes on them, there weren't, Cody took Obi-Wan's lax hand. "I'm not angry," he assured him quietly. "Though I must admit I don't particularly enjoy watching idiotic senators fawn over you all evening." "Are you—" Obi-Wan blinked, a smug little smirk crossing his lips. "Are you jealous, my dear?" "Marshal commanders do not get jealous," Cody bit out, ignoring the smug little voice in his head that sounded a lot like Rex singing "Liar, Liar." "Oh, my dearest," Obi-Wan breathed, eyes turning soft and bottomless. "You know how I love only you." As a matter of fact, Cody did know that. But knowing that didn't mean Cody didn't want to tear Nincompoop's arms off and beat him with the bloody stumps. Cody was a jealous man and a possessive one. He couldn't help that. And, being so fortunate as to have Obi-Wan's love, Cody defied anyone not to be. "That senator had his hands all over you." "Yes," Obi-Wan agreed darkly, giving a delicate little shudder. "He has always been such a bore. But Padme and I desperately need his vote on Bail's upcoming bill. One evening of mild discomfort is a small price to pay for his guaranteed support." "And if he backs out," Cody growled, eyeing the insignificant life form with all the dislike he could possibly get away with. "Then you can do whatever you were very loudly thinking about all evening, my darling," Obi-Wan replied, with a wicked little grin on his lips. "I can shoot him," Cody asked, eyes lighting up. "You get me all the best gifts, Shar, eh?" Obi-Wan's laugh burst from his lips, loud and unguarded. "Come along, my darling," he said, once his chuckles had faded slightly. "I promised you a fun evening, and I would hate to make myself a liar." "What did you have in mind, my love?" Cody wondered, already following Obi-Wan's lead out of the suffocating suite. "First, Dex's," Obi-Wan announced, waving Cody into the elevator ahead of him. "For the novel variety of food that actually tastes like food and not wallpaper paste." Cody snorted. He always loved it when Obi-Wan's bluntness came out after evenings of politician speak. "And then?" "Home," Obi-Wan announced wistfully. He brushed his fingers over Cody's scar, smiling softly. "Your leaves are so fleeting. I don't intend to waste another moment of it." Seeing his chance, Cody brushed a fleeting kiss to Obi-Wan's wine-flavored lips. "Does that mean we don't have to have dinner with Senator Amidala and General Skywalker tomorrow?" Obi-Wan laughed again, a too rare sound Cody treasured. "Don't push your luck, my darling." Cody shrugged easily, already resigned to another chaotic evening at the Naboo Senator's luxurious apartment. Dex's then home, he repeated, peace settling into his soul. I knew there was a reason I married you. Obi-Wan raised an amused brow. Silly me, thinking it was because you loved me so much. Cody caught Obi-Wan's hand, pressing a kiss to the gloved knuckles. Of course I do, he said obviously, a whisper of a smirk on his lips. But there have to be some perks. The end.